Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With your good buddy.
This is a former roommate of yours, I believe.
Yeah, you have told us that.
Oh, Kirk Kenny's on the line. On the SDCCU fan hotline, even.
Hi,
great,
Kirk.
Great writer for the Daily Aztec. And he's gone
I'm glad I was top of mind. Chris, I'm glad I was top of mind for you.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. It's You know what? I'll just go with Tony. I'll own that. I should have had that prepared, but I had my paper shuffled around. I will just own that. Kirk Kenny, who I worked with way back when at the Daily Aztec, and he was my sports editor, so he taught me a whole lot about journalism, and he's gone on and had a great career writing at the Union Tribune. Joins us here. We saw him yesterday at the ballpark, and appreciate you coming on, Kirk. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing. I've been reading your stories in the UT the last several days, one on Tony's dad, one on Randy Jones, but this special edition of stories that you're putting together, because it's been very fun to read.
Well, with the 50th anniversary this season, and that day is on Monday, will be the 50th anniversary of the very first Padres Major League game. We thought rather than just do something on that day, let's make it even more memorable and do something on memorable debuts through the years. So that's the series I've been working on the last several days.
How did you come to pick every? I mean, it seems obvious to pick Tony's dad and Randy Jones, but Jimmy Jones you picked? I mean, where did you do your research on all of these? Because every story's been more interesting than the one before it.
Well, I had help because about 3 years ago I wrote a book on the Padres called 100 Things Padres Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die.
So good book. Good book. Background on. Very good book.
Thank you. But yeah, that gave me a lot of ideas to start with. And then, you know, some of them we've known through the years, but what's been fun is kind of unearthing a few extra things. Like, I knew a lot about Randy, especially from his 75 and 76 years when he won 20 games and then won the Cy Young. But I didn't know that the two players he had given home runs up to in his first two outings, which was Willie Mays and Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Your piece today is about Dave Winfield going from college straight to the big leagues. Anything you unearthed in that one that caught you by surprise?
Well, one was I start off with a local fan who has a connection to that night, and so I won't give all that away, but
right.
That was kind of fun, is a kind of localizing way. And I mean, here was a person who had something happen that night when he was 12 years old, and here he's still, it's a lifetime memory 46 years later, so that's pretty cool. Some of the neat things about Winfield, what I go back to, for one thing, I'm a big college baseball fan, and I've been to the College World Series 10 times. And Winfield had one of the most amazing College World Series in history in 1973, both as a pitcher and a hitter. He ended up being the most outstanding player, and his team did not even make it to the finals because he was so incredible that week. And then a week later, after being drafted by the Padres, he's in the outfield in the major leagues. So I think that's a pretty neat connection that maybe a lot of people don't realize.
So crazy.
Yeah. You don't see that anymore. I mean, going straight from college right to the right field.
Right. In the draft era, he was the eighth player to do that. And I think we're only up to about 28 or 30 players who've done it now.
Not too many. Kirk Kenny from the Union Tribune is with us. He's written a bunch of articles on great Padre debuts. I've always enjoyed the story about Tony's dad and him getting his first hit against the Phillies and getting to second base and Pete Rose coming up and saying, hey, don't try to catch me all in one night, kid. But I always wondered if it was really 100% true. You know what I mean? It seemed almost too good to be true. Like, how would Pete Rose know that Tony was going to go on and be so good? Or did Pete Rose just say that to everybody who got a hit? I don't know. But Pete Rose was obviously very, very, very good at predicting the future on that one.
Well, we have photographic evidence of Pete shaking his hand at second base.
Right.
So I think it's pretty good that story is true.
Kirk.
So that was memorable for me. And also that night when he was presented the number 19 by Whitey Wiedemann, I always thought that's pretty cool.
Now, a lot of people ask me this question all the time, and I don't really have an answer since you brought up the number 19 thing. It's like, why did your dad pick number 19? And I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure my dad really didn't pick number 19, right? They just kind of gave him that number.
Yeah, Whitey just walked up and handed it to him. And then he said, he explained the history to the number, which Ted Williams wore it with the original Padres in 1936. Whitey also wore it for the minor league Padres in the early 50s, and then Gene Richards was the last guy to wear it before Tony. And so Whitey tells him some of that stuff, hands him the number, and then he says, don't disgrace it.
Wow.
My dad wasn't the type that was going to go ask for a number that he wanted either. He was just going to say, all right, this is cool.
Right, I wouldn't think he would have. I actually have a baseball card. Correct me if this is wrong. Didn't Tony... 53 in, like, spring training or something like that? You can find that somewhere. But but why
well,
do we...
True, and in fact, he said at the time he was just glad it was lower than number 53.
When he got 19? Yeah, because Tony didn't wear 19 at San Diego State, which a lot of people don't remember, obviously.
Right. Do you know who did?
Chris did, didn't he? Chris Gwynn?
Somebody, it was a pitcher.
Was it Chris?
Of some note. No, he didn't pitch.
No, not that note. It was a pitcher.
Oh. Chris Ello? No, I don't think Chris Ello wore that number. No. It was Bud Black.
Bud Black? Oh, I didn't know that.
He was the elder statesman compared to my dad, so he got the pick of the litter there.
That's interesting. Kirk Kenny is with us now. Jimmy Jones was the subject of, I think, today's article. Yesterday's article. Threw almost a no-hitter in his first big league game, right?
Yes, in fact, it was one pitch from being a perfect game. Bob Knepper, the pitcher for the Astros, got a triple off him in the third inning. Otherwise, he would have had a perfect game in his first major league start.
Not too shabby.
And as he mentioned, it would have been all downhill from there.
Kirk, we got to get one San Diego State question in since you're on here and you're just a bunch of alum in this room. Baseball, get a big victory a couple days ago against number 4 Oregon State. I think they lost last night, though, to Oregon State. What have you seen from the Aztecs this year?
They've looked pretty good overall. The biggest challenge for them has been having enough pitching. Their entire weekend rotation has been injured since about the third game of the season, and so they've had to kind of cobble it together a little bit. A couple of guys have responded pretty well. They've got a true freshman right-hander named Aaron Eden who's pitched well, and in fact, he's been the Friday night guy. And also a senior, Justin Goosen-Brown, has been their number 2 guy, and they've both acquitted themselves well as they try and bridge the gap until the other guys come back.
Yeah, Mark Martinez has had to deal with a whole bunch of injuries. We talked about that earlier. Boy, you never know when that's going to happen, and it can mess up your entire season and lose your whole rotation.
Yeah.
But you know what? When they get around to the Mountain West Conference Tournament, the Aztecs will probably win it.
Yeah,
because they always seem to win it every year.
Right.
Mark does a great job. Hey, Kirk, you're doing a great job on this stuff. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it, and good luck continuing on with this series of articles.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
I just wanted to say
one thing. I was kind of disappointed when you talked about all the basketball coaches that you never brought up Gene Hackman.
Yes, maybe that'll be a subject someday when we can do movie basketball coaches.
Yes, he just gave us one.
Yes, thank you, Kirk. We appreciate that.
Although I think Dennis Hopper should have gotten a lot of the credit.
Dennis Hopper was a key in that movie.
There's no question. Thanks, Kirk. You have a good day.
Good talking
day,
to you, Kirk.
Right.
Thanks, man. Kirk Kenny, right there from the UT. Got a nice series of articles on all these Padres making their debuts, and there's been some fun ones over the first. I did not know that Monday, this coming Monday, was the actual day of the first 50th anniversary of the first game until he just told me that.
That's right.
I know this is the 50th anniversary season, but I didn't know when the date was. So Monday, they'll be in San Francisco, unfortunately, for that. Kirk Kenny is a really good guy and really taught me a lot about writing. And he hired me as his assistant sports editor way back when. And then that allowed me to become the sports editor. So I owe Kirk Kenny a lot. He's a tremendously good guy.
Good guy.
Can I? No. I was going to tell a college Kirk Kenny story, but I'm going to lay off it.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
I think so. I think so. It's we would all laugh, but nah.
Wait till we get off air and you can
maybe
tell
I'll tell you during a break and then you decide whether I should tell it or not. I think that's maybe the best way to go. This Cleveland-Toronto thing is crazy with this no-hitter going. Brad Hand just struck out a guy with the bases loaded. They had been walked loaded. So Toronto is hitless through 8 innings against Cleveland tonight. We'll have all the rest of the score sports update then. 6 o'clock hour. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.